Hey, how you doing, everybody? Radio.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's going on, Tricky Ricky?
How you doing this evening? Make them good.
I'm all right. Hey, hold on a second for me, Tricky Ricky.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, Tricky Ricky, now take us away.
All right, good evening, Race World. This is your host, Tricky Ricky, along with my engineer, Mick. Today, we're going to cover some events that are coming up and some past events. Got a little bit of bad news to break to the community again. But before we start, how you doing today, Mick?
All right, sir.
How was your weekend down there?
Oh, pretty good, man. How was your 4th of July?
Mine was pretty calm. Didn't do too much. Went to work. Had a small little family cookout and watch some fireworks. That was about it. Did Macon have any have a race this weekend?
Nah, we were closed this weekend.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you all does it ever get hot enough for you all to close down there due to the heat?
No, sir. We just push the race back later into the night.
Okay. Maybe that's something we can possibly get into play up here. We've been having a lot of cancellations at racetracks due to the extreme heat, but most of the races are during the day. So maybe that's something that some of the track owners can look into. But to start off the day, I'd like to inform everybody that a well-known racer, Mr. Herman Shelton, passed yesterday. From my understanding, he was undergoing an autopsy today because the cause of his death was very strange, I guess, to say the least, and unusual. I guess the best words that I can say is before he left us, he got to do what he enjoyed doing. He went racing Tuesday night at Colonial Beach, and from my understanding, he visited some friends Wednesday before all this stuff took place. So if we can, just get a quick moment of silence for Mr. Herman Shelton, who will be greatly missed. All right. Rest in peace, Herman. I will inform everybody of service arrangements and all that kind of stuff when it becomes available to me and so forth. To recap, moving on to recap the weekend. This weekend at 75 and 80 Dragway, they had a $5,000 run what you brung race. The only stipulations on the rules were you had to have working lights, especially brake lights, two functional doors, and 10-5 tires. Didn't matter the chassis, motor size, combination, any of that. Had some pretty big name people there. You had Team Mobley, you had Team Cardwell, Mo Hall, just to name a few. I don't have the whole rundown of the list, but in the end, Gil Mobley took the win in the finals. His driver, Richard Sexton, I think it was, took the win due to Mike Decker breaking in the semi, broke his transmission in the semi, so he couldn't make it, and Mobley just took the light and backed out. Also Saturday, the Warriors 10-5 race team had a Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing OPS event at Mason-Dixon Dragway. And once again, the belt changed hands I'm gonna have to start getting Jay on here about this now, because the belt's starting to change hands quite a bit here, Mick.
You said it was up for grabs?
The Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing OPS belt.
Okay.
Last person who won it was Mr. James Houston, who took it from Mr. Eric Vandrews at New Media Dragway. And then James Houston lost the belt Saturday to Mr. Jimmy Reuter, who I don't know if he's on the show or not. I did tell him to call in. So let me see if I can get his name. What's that, Mick?
I do have a call with his name up. I'm in his hand up right now.
Okay. Let me get to this number.
Okay.
Let me know if you see the 516-9505 number at any point. As far as upcoming races, we got Cecil County has their first of the month streetcar shootout with Outlaw 10-5, Outlaw Drag Radio, Outlaw Big Tire, X275, and a couple of index classes Saturday. As of right now, they're going to be open. It is supposed to be extremely hot this weekend, but as of right now, via Yellow Bullet, they're saying they're going to be open. Mike Hill also has a race at Piedmont Dragway, New World Order. He'll be on in a little while to talk about that event. And I think that's about it as far as upcoming events this weekend. We got some big things getting ready to jump off here. We got an OPS race July the 14th at Mason Dixon. And July 21st, Capital Raceway is throwing a $10,500 to win race, Outlaw 10-5 race, and going to have some pretty big names for that event. Oh, so that should be real good. I haven't added my name on the list yet, but I should make it. Let me also state this for those parties who may not have gotten my text, but I did send word. Due to the storm that came through last Friday, I was supposed to race at the Run What You Brung race myself, but due to the storm knocking the power out, along with the power being knocked out, there were trees down in the area where the owners of the car, or the Camaro that I drive, live. So we couldn't get out due to the trees being down in the area. And since then, they still do not have power. And I'm supposed to go to Virginia Motorsports Park tomorrow to race Kenny Beeseman, J.C. Richardson. But due to the fact that they have not had power since last Friday, they told me yesterday that they don't want to make the ride because they don't have power, and he doesn't want to leave his wife home without any, you know, by herself with no power. So we won't be making the trip due to the circumstances. So I just want to get that out there for those people that it's meant for, who may not have gotten my text, although I did send this out ahead of time and did notify the appropriate people. With that said, let's go to the phone lines and see what we got going on this weekend.
All right. 202-7381, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, Rick?
What's up, George?
Hey, I'm chilling. Sorry,
I meant to call you today. I haven't heard from you. I know some actions should have took place down at the beach Tuesday. So were you there? Can you fill me in and fill everybody else in on what may have happened?
Well, first I'd like to say something for our brother, Herman Shelton. I just got on the show. I don't know if he said anything. But we lost a real good, deep brother that was in the racing game. He ran on Tuesday a large in a race. He ran Chris Butler, and that was just his last race. But we lost a good brother, and I'd like to say that first.
Yep.
I wasn't able to. You know, I just got my car back, my Camaro back. So I know a lot of things I had to do.
Right.
I thought it was finished, wasn't finished. So I mean, I did take the time yesterday and today I finished it all. So I will be making the trip to Virginia Motorsport. I am looking forward to me and another car, me and my man Charles. We will definitely be there tomorrow. So I'm just letting. I think somebody called me and asked me. They hadn't heard from me, but I'm definitely going down. I'm taking a ride tomorrow. I'm asking the boys tomorrow.
Okay.
I think JC really wanted to say something to me, but like I said, it's just that. So, wasn't too much going on the weekend. I just got my car back Monday, so I thought things was finished, but I was able to get everything done today, finish everything up. So this will be the first time the car been out since last year. So hope for the best.
Cool. So you saying you weren't able to make it down to the beach Tuesday?
No, I wasn't able to make it, but the other guy was supposed to be running. He didn't make it neither because he had nitrous trough with his car Friday. He's kind of slow right now, but he wasn't able to buy trees. He do arm business, so he had a lot of work he had to do. I think he's coming down to down Virginia tomorrow too, so we might end up actually getting it on. So I say my focus right now is on Nasty Boys. Now we're bringing another car, so we bring two cars to get there to represent the boys. Whoever else going? Sorry, you couldn't make it. I'd like to see you made it there.
Yeah, man. I've been trying to figure out any kind of way I could get there, and you know, it just right now, it's just not gonna happen. I told my crew, they've been some serious Vikings through this ordeal. They better people than me. I can't stay in the house without no AC, but you know, they say they gonna stay there and they going down with the ship till the power come back on. So. You know, the luck of the draw, that's just how it's been. And, you know, I appreciate it if any of those guys, JC, Kenny, the two important people can respect the situation and what's going on. And we you know, just set up another date for another time. But we have kicked that around and say, you know, we don't want them to think we trying to duck or something like that. And, you know, that's far from the case. I travel down there by myself, but they said no, they didn't want me to come down there by myself. Then I had a problem getting somebody to come with me that you know my routine. So that was an issue. So it's just not gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm gonna take up the slack. I got one I'm gonna take care of. So I mean, you know. We're going to roll them around the hat. I can't beat J.C. Richardson or Wistom, so, but they make it anywhere near right, if they're on the telephone. If they make it anywhere near right, I will try. So that's no problem.
All right. Well, I
say I can't do nothing with them, but I will try.
Well, I'm sure you're going to represent very well, as you always do. That's hands down right there. So if there was a belt handed out up here for race of the year, you would damn sure get it hands down.
thank you. I try the best. I'm gonna hang on because I might try to make it to a Piedmont too. I might go straight on down Piedmont. I feel kind of good. Feel kind of confident in my car. I know them boys gonna be there for any success. I'm not gonna promise, but if the car do what I think it's gonna do, I'm heading on down DC.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to bring something back here.
All right. Well, let's see who else out here got something to say today. And bear with me and hold fast right there for a second, George.
Okay, all right, Beth.
All right. Next call to Mick.
All right. 410-5231. Your mic is open.
Yeah,
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Rick?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Rick, how you doing? It's Cleve, the loyal member on your team. There's nothing like hearing you on this race line. I'm calling in support of you. And to let the people know, I think you're one of the most outstanding OPS drivers I've ever seen. And also to give Big George a hats off. He is what I consider a true identity of a racer. No matter what the odds, he loves the sport. He's going to give you a try. And I give a hats off to Big George on that.
Yes,
I'm here today to represent the Dave Neal Racing Team. We're having a little trouble finding somebody to line up with us. We're getting a lot of guys now that's asking for this and asking for that. And we call the race line today to try to see if we can get somebody to come out and sit side by side. We've been everywhere. We've talked to Lil Kevin, Juicy, EJ Fowler, you know, several guys, and everybody seems to have problems getting their motors together. So if you can spread the word around a little bit that Dave Neal and Neal Racing, we're looking for a little trouble, street car action, and it's appreciative. We're very, very sociable guys. We love to race. We'll even race for just gas money.
All right, well, we definitely gonna try to find y'all something. I know he trying to do something tomorrow night, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I just want to give a hats off to you once again, and I think in OPS, in a matter of time, I think you're gonna be the king of the swing. So keep your faith, keep your eyes on the surprise, and keep doing your job. I'm supporting you 100%.
All right, well, I appreciate that, Cleve. And if you're going to listen to the show, just mute your phone. Don't hang up. Just mute your phone. And I'm sure by the end of the night, we're going to find somebody for Davey. And I know Mr. Hollywood was on here, and he was trying to do something. He made a comment before that he had talked to Davey about a race, but I don't know if that was actually correct or not. But we should be able to find something.
Okay. I'm not going to take too much time. I'd just like to say one more thing. You know, I talked to Mr. Melvin Williams like about 2 months ago about this. He said it wouldn't be a problem. He had to talk to his partner. He'd get back with us. And we just like to see what's happening with the Butternut Camaro and a few other guys. You know, we're rating. We're giving them time to get their motors together or whatever. But, you know, time is the issue. Summer's almost gone. So we like to get some wheels turning. And thank you for letting me come on your show. And you keep doing the job, and I'll be listening by for a while.
Okay, yeah, anytime. Just like I said, just put your phone on mute and stay on the line. Don't hang up. We're going to find somebody.
Okay, all right.
All right, thank you. Next call to Mick.
All right, 732-4557. Your mic is open.
What's up, Tricky Ricky? This is Big Raj, man, calling in, representing the GRF, giving you a shout-out. What's going on?
Not too much, Raj. This is, you know, terrible situation I got to deal with right now that I can't make this race tomorrow. But, you know, as it's been said, you know, I can't control everything. This is one of them situations that is out of my control.
Yeah. So, I mean, you talk to those guys, or you spoke to any of them, or what?
As far as Gene and Kenny and JC.
Yeah.
I haven't physically spoke to them. I did send both a text message because it's been like a hectic week for me. My truck broke down. I've been dealing with that. And trying to get back to work myself. We just got power the other day. And, you know, I have finally had to go back to work and run off a generator just to make some money. And I did speak with Gene on Facebook and asked him to relay the message, and he also told me that he didn't have any power. So I sent the text message. I relayed the message to you as well as Gene, and I just made that announcement at the beginning of the show if they're listening and didn't get those messages. So
right.
I don't want anybody to, you know, feel as like I'm trying to duck them or anything. It's just some circumstances that are out of my control, out of all our control, that we can't do anything about. And, at this present time, as of yesterday, John told me, the owner of the car, said that they may not get power till sometime next week.
Right.
So it's real bad down there where they at.
Yeah, because the only issue and the thing that was asked to me, which I figured, you know, you guys should probably hash that or work that issue out, is they were wondering, do they still get the deposit or whatever? So I don't know what y'all can do about that or how that works, but that was a question asked to me.
I mean, due to the circumstances and the situation, I don't think that's appropriate. I mean, you know, there's some shit that we can't control, but I mean, if that's how they want to look at it, then, you know, I guess long story short, I mean, if it came down to that and that's what they want to do, then, you know what I'm saying, I just pay them their money and say, fucking don't worry about racing. I mean, because the situation right now is just, it just messed up, you know what I'm saying? Can't nobody control it. And as I just said, hopefully they can respect what's going on. And
they're all calling in. I mean, they'll be on the line, so you know, you guys work out whatever you work out. But you know, I was just saying.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you got any news for us or anything going on?
Nah, man. Just we're gonna go down there and try to accommodate Big George and I think Wicked Bird's still coming down. I didn't get a chance to talk to Chris Butler. I sent him a text. I don't know if he's still coming or not. But, you know, go down here and welcome these guys and give them a little action and make sure they get exactly what they came for.
Right. Okay. All right, well, just hold fast. We're gonna take some more calls and see if they on the line and
all right.
see what happens.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Next call to me.
804-3956, your mic is open.
You know what's happening, my brother?
What's up, Mr. MD, my brother from another mother, the baddest man in Virginia?
I ain't doing nothing much, man. I'm trying to beat the heat. I'm out here sweating, man, trying to type loose ends for tomorrow, man. I'm sorry, you ain't going to make it down, bro. Okay, it is what it is.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is what it is. I'm a little bummed about it, but, you know, ain't nothing I can do. It's not my ride to make those kind of executive decisions. But hopefully all parties can reach some kind of mutual understanding and agreement and just do something at a later date.
Okay, that's what's up.
You all buttoned up to go. I understood that you were trying to do something with Iron Mule, and nothing was really accomplished with that situation.
No, you can't melt him down and pour him on me. You know, not to downplay nobody, but Raj need to get in the GIF.
Your phone messing up, Mike. What'd you say?
I'm sorry about that. I said, I don't mean no harm, but you can't melt him down and pour him on me. Rod need to get rid of him. He give me a bad name.
that's something that Rod's got to deal with.
yeah. True that. But, you know, I'll be in the house and, you know, I'll try to make an announcement, you know, that I'm in there looking for him. You know, if he don't bite, I talk to man. I'm not going to keep telling you to hound dog him, you know. But, I got my sights set on something else. I just got to see how everything go tomorrow, you know, dealing with all this heat. And if I see what I want to see, I'll make another announcement.
Okay, you got to
make some change.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm going to fall back, man. If you need me, I'll be on here, brother. I'm going to go ahead and get on mute. Like I said, I'm just trying to tighten up a few loose ends now. So if anybody needs me, just holler for me, bro.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you had an announcement to make.
No, I said I'm gonna get down there tomorrow. I'm gonna make a little shakedown, and if I see what I want to see, I got my sights set on somebody else.
Oh. Okay.
So if I see what I want to see, then I'll make that announcement down there tomorrow night.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Understood.
Hold on, like I said, I'm on here.
All right, well, keep on working on my car, man, and go on mute. I call you back when we need you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Next call.
All right, bro.
043678, your mic is open.
Hello, caller.
043678, your mic is open.
What's the number you calling, Mick?
804-892-3678. Your mic is open.
Hey, yo, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yes.
Hey, yo, this Black Knight. I'm looking for Big George.
Black Knight looking Big George, you there?
Yeah, for the Lazy Boys, yeah.
What's up, Black Knight?
Like with George.
Yeah, my car down, but I got somebody who can run him, though.
Get one play.
Big George, you here?
I think we lost Big George.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
Well, look, let them know that we're going to be down there tomorrow. Drag Radio Ladder Bar, looking for him tomorrow.
Drag Radio Ladder Bar?
Yeah, Drag Radio on Ladder Bar, yeah.
Okay, Big George, can you hear? Big George. Big George,
yeah.
The mic is open.
Okay, Big George,
yeah,
you
go
there?
Ahead. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Black Knight.
Hey, yo, George.
Yeah, go ahead, Black Knight. Hey, look, my car down, but I got somebody who will run you. They got a number. We're driving right in the ladder bar.
All right, no problem. I'm coming with another car, so we'll definitely, I'm not going without racing somebody, so I'm bringing another car with me, so two of us coming.
All right, so we'll see you tomorrow then.
Hold on, I'm coming at you. All right,
we're looking for you. We waiting.
We loaded up, waiting. Well, all you got to do is register through the sky.
I
might be heading down
there with
staying overnight,
you hear me? Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man. I'm going to tell you, we'll be there tomorrow. We're looking for you. And I'm going to make sure we find you.
I'm going to stop at a pancake house and get a little food, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll be out here in the cover somewhere.
Alright, yeah. Like, do what you gotta do. Get your belly full and all that good. And take this ass with you to mine. It'll be good. It'll be no problem.
Okay, it's gonna be a pleasure.
Alright, well, we're gonna apply pressure. That's what we're gonna do. So we will see you tomorrow. Everything good. Looking for you, though.
Hey,
well, you
hey,
know,
Black,
I ain't a real
Black Knight.
The pressure is just a different situation.
Okay, let me ask a question here. Black Knight, what, how is the Nova sitting?
It's a ladder bar drag radio.
Okay, do you want to specify if it's a small block, a big block, or what?
No, George had a Camaro. He called me out last week with a Camaro.
So I'm not asking about for George. I'm just asking in general because there's somebody else on the line that want to get, you know, do some racing.
Yeah, we had a big block.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ladder bar on drag radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
That don't make no difference.
Yeah.
Hey, we look. Y'all come now. We're looking for a race. We're gonna make sure everything's good. That's all y'all gotta do.
Look. All we gotta do is agree on one thing, champ, and we'll go from there. I don't care what car you have. As long as you don't make no shake down, run around the trailer, you got action. I don't care what you got.
You there? You say you want to do it on the trailer? No. I gotta talk. He say you want to do it on the trailer.
Right off the trailer.
Hold on. Listen, hey, one of you guys got a door open on the vehicle or something?
Hey, yeah, sir, I got the door. Yeah, I got a door. I got it. I'm sitting in the truck. I got a door. Are you about to shut it right now?
Yeah.
Hold on one second. You about to shut it down right now.
Kind of interfering with y'all conversation.
All right, here we go. We good?
Yeah. Okay.
Trace,
you want to go shut out the trailer?
I mean, you coming with a car and no number bubble, which is cool because I'm coming. I'm charging straight forward, champ. I ain't stopping. As long as y'all run right off the trailer, no shakedown, I don't care what kind of car you bring, as long as it's in match with my car.
What car you got?
I got my semi-knock around my heavy car. All
right, we'll sit beside you right off the trailer. Hey, look, matter of fact, what time you coming to the track so we can meet you and you can follow us in there to make sure we don't make a shakedown?
Don't worry about it.
I'm just saying, though. You know what I'm saying? We want to make the race right. You can meet us on the other side.
one thing I give credit to all races, man, until I see different. I mean, when your word is set forth, that's all I need. Your word, we gonna run out of the trailer. No trick, kind of I expect that. That's all. That's
all right. And that's what you got.
I ain't got a spy on you. It's nothing but a race. I love racing. I love girls racing, so there's no position.
Hey, look, Joe.
Yeah.
Head out the trailer. You got that race tomorrow with the Camaro.
My man, I'll see you tomorrow. No, you can take
Do
what you got to do, brother. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, we'll be
there. So that's heads up, no shakedown, right out the trailer.
Right out the trailer.
Okay.
Right out the trailer. We got that covered.
Any specific time?
What time you want to be in the stage lane?
We can be in the stage lane at 10 o'clock. I'm not running my car.
We're really probably about 9 because, you know what I'm saying, you know, the window shut down early out there, you know what I mean?
9 o'clock good.
All right, we'll be in the stage lane at 9. Hey, Duke. 9 o'clock.
All right,
we'll talk about the money tomorrow when we see you.
Yeah, but I'm bringing another car. I'm bringing another Nova down there. A street car.
Okay. I ain't got about to put on a street car, though.
All right, well, we'll see. I'm bringing two cars.
But if I find one between there and the conversation, I'll hit back in.
Okay, all right, bet. But I'll see you tomorrow, big bro.
All right, bro.
All right, Black Knight. Well, I appreciate you coming on and getting your man. And if you're still there, just mute your phone and continue to listen to the show. But don't hang up if you ain't got to go.
Yeah, I'm putting it on mute right now.
All right, brother.
All right, y'all be safe.
Okay, Mick. Next caller.
All right. 512-6563. Your mic is open.
Hey, how's it going, man? Tricky Ricky, this is Atomic Dog, man. I'm just sitting back listening, man, checking out the show, man, seeing what's going on up north. You know, maybe one day we might come up there. I know it's a long way, but we've been doing some racing with some guys from the east coming down this way. So I'm just checking, sitting there and seeing what's happening. You know, we got a big race down here, August 18th, the East Coast guys coming back. I just kind of like to see what kind of racing y'all do up there, man. So this is Atomic Dog. I'm just sitting back listening. I'm on the same show that you own, but I'm on Tuesday, so.
I appreciate you calling in, Atomic Dog. I know Pro Stock Joe gave you, not only today, but all the time, gave you a lot of slack on the show. But I guess it's just all in fun. But he'll be trying to do a little something. We don't have as many big tie cars as you guys do down in Texas and or down south. Pretty, but we got a few up here, but not too many like y'all got. But we try to do what we can do.
Well, that's always good, man. We just listen. We got small car cars, too. You know, we got some of the guys down this way that like to run on a big end, too, and some of them like to run a short end. So we just listen. Yeah, Pro Stock, do it's all in fun. Like you say, you got to have thick skin. That don't bother me, because at the end, you got to go to the starting line and talk. Don't mean nothing.
Right. All right, well, I appreciate you calling in, and I've been a little busy here as of late. I've been trying to get on everybody's show, just to show my support, but due to my work schedule, sometimes I'll be forgetting what time people's shows come on and mix calling the wrong show and, you know, stuff like that. So I haven't been on my best job as in supporting everybody, but I do try.
Well, I appreciate it, man. When you get time, man, you just check it out. We just trying to do the same thing, trying to make action. Actually, we pretty much, I believe, I don't know what your time zone is. We come on 7 o'clock down here on Central Time. So, yeah, if any guys want to come in and see what we got going down here, see what kind of people, you know, you might be in the area. We do sometime. We come to Mississippi. I don't know how many of y'all go to Mississippi, but we kind of do the Fat Tuesday thing, too. So,
right.
We plan on coming out there east, and, you know, we may have some guys. I got a couple friends up towards the Virginia area, so. Yeah, I might want to travel up there one or two times just to see what happens. So we're just trying to get acquainted with what each other got. You never know what might happen, you know.
Yep, exactly. All right, well, again, I appreciate you coming on, showing the love. And, again, by the time the 18th of August get here, I definitely would appreciate it if you come back on and advertise that All Roads Lead to Texas 2 event you got going on.
No doubt, man. We will. I'll be checking out. We will.
Okay.
Same thing, you got a show that way, Manfield. Chime in on my show on Tuesdays, man, Atomic Dog Show, man. If you want to advertise, you never know. You know, it's summertime and people be traveling, you never know what they might want to do.
Yep. All right. Well, yeah. if you don't have to go, just stay with us and, you know, the normal routine, mute your phone and continue to listen on with us.
No doubt, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, Mick, you got another call?
Yes, sir. 410-7379. Your mic is open.
Hey, Ricky, John Crane. How you doing?
Hi, right, what's up, John? How's everything going?
Good. Just got back from the track. We had the IHRA representative down, getting everybody signed up and getting all their X numbers and everything so they can get our points so we can go to the Summit Finals. Appreciate you having me on the show. I apologize for last weekend. Last week I fell asleep and just been putting in a lot of hours putting all this stuff together for Capitol. Just want to let everybody know that Capitol's decided to do the second and fourth Sunday starting this month is going to be our Grudge Sundays, and we'll be open from 12 o'clock until 8 o'clock, and it's all grudge racing. The 15th, we don't really have a lot scheduled yet, but on the 29th, we've got a pretty full schedule. We got Billy Glidden coming in to match race Gil Mowgli's cars, best two out of three with a shakedown run. We got Larry Plummer going to be match racing Ed Brindley, Burnley. We've got some bikes, and we're looking for anybody else that wants a grudge race to come on up to Capitol on the 15th or the 29th, and we're really going to start pushing that, and we want to support the grudge racing and the match racing and try to get back to the old days where, you know, make racing a lot of fun.
Right.
We definitely
Which vehicle of Mobley's is Glidden racing?
Oh, the ADRL car, the 69 Camaro.
Okay, so is both of the cars would be the ADRL vehicle?
Yeah, Billy's nitrous car that went 382 up at Englishtown, and Billy will be there that whole weekend. He's coming in on Thursday the 26th, and he'll be there through Sunday the 29th. So he'll be making some passes on Friday, Saturday, and then he'll be doing a shakedown run and then best two out of three with Mowgli in his best car. So it'll be real exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be some nice action right there.
Yeah, that's two of the fastest 10-5 cars in the country going to be battling in the Capitol, so you don't want to miss that.
No, and I give you a big hands up on getting that done to bring that kind of competition to the area. That's
well,
the week
before that, we got a packed schedule, too. We got the Outlaw 10-5 for $10,500 to win. And right now we've got 17 cars committed, and there are some headliner guys on that list. Well, certainly Mowgli's going to have both his guys there with Sexton and Chuck.
Uh-huh.
And the list was just posted on Yellow Bullet and Street Freaks and on our website. Nate Pritchard called today, and he committed. He's coming in. We're certainly hoping that sometime in the next week or so, Tim Lynch and Ricky Enos calls and wants to come in. That'll get it up to 17 cars, so we can have a 16 car field. Like I said, $10,500 to win.
Okay, let me ask this, because this a debate that's been going on. Will have you talked to Team Caldwell or?
Yeah,
you know,
Harold Caldwell's on the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Michael Martin? Because they got a nice little feud going, and if possible, that would be nice to match up in qualifying or it's kind of impossible to do in elimination, but just unless it went that way, luck of the draw in qualifying, but you know, to pit them two against it. To put them two against each other in qualifying to do their battle would be nice.
Yeah, we ain't got no problem doing that. Just all Michael's got to do is give me a call. I'll put him on the list. If he's on the phone right now, speak up.
I don't think that he is. I did talk to him today, and he said he was on vacation, so he wouldn't be able to call into the show.
Yeah.
but I would definitely bring that to his attention.
Okay. Yeah, and then the week after that, we got the Pro Mods coming in Friday and Saturday. We're going to start trying to do Pro Mods every fourth weekend, qualifying on Friday night until the heat goes away, and eliminations on Saturday. We're kind of bringing back the old days of Capital, where it's a two-day event, and everybody gets a good chance to have some fun and watch some fast cars.
Right, okay. That do you think the two-day deal will work out pretty good, considering, you know, some people work schedule, or some people nowadays complain about the price, you know, to come to the track 2 days back-to-back and that sort of deal?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to have a shakedown and two qualifying sessions on Friday, and then we're going to have two qualifying sessions on Saturday. Now, for the guys that can't make it on Friday, they'll be able to hit the track on Saturday. The guys that do come on Friday, we're going to give them a discount for a 2-day pass or a 3-day pass, and make it very efficient. It's only going to be, if you get the 2-day pass, it's $15 a day. If you get the 3-day pass, it's $12.50 a day.
Okay.
So it ain't much more than the $10 that you come for a Friday night.
Right.
So, you know, we're not trying to gouge. We understand the economy is the way it is right now. We want people to come to the races. So that's why we've made the 2-day package and the 3-day package very attractive for guys that want to come. And the nice thing about the racers is, if you're racing in the 2-day event, whether it's 10-5 Pro Mod, Top Dragster, Top Sportsman, whatever, your entry fee gets you in and your car for both days. So we're not charging a test and tune fee on Friday for the qualifying, and then turn around and charge them again the next day for the race event. So the entry fee covers both days for the driver and the car.
Oh, that's neat. Okay.
You know, and we're putting up some money for qualifying. So for the guys that are coming and spending 2 days there, they got a chance to go out and make a little bit of money to cover their expenses for being there 2 days. So we're putting up $1,000 number one qualifying for Pro Mod.
Wow. Okay. Y'all going after real big. I also heard that, for the Warriors race, you was offering some cash for number one and number two qualifier spots.
Yep. We're definitely going to put some money up for you guys, because we definitely appreciate you and all the activity we've been getting on Yellow Bullet. A few people have been comparing us to the ADRL to run 10-5s and Pro Mods all in the same show. And I tell you what, for $15, where can you see Pro Mods and 10-5s in the same show? I mean, that's unheard of. That's unheard of. So for racing fans who really want to get their fix, they definitely need to be at Capital, you know, the 20th and the 21st to catch the 10-5s, and then the 27th, 8th, and 9th. For the Pro Mods, the 10-5, and then the biggest grudge race that's ever going to happen on the East Coast, with Billy Glidden and Chuck out there with Mowgli's car.
Right.
I mean, that's going to be a must-see race.
Definitely. Big props to you, and hats off. Like I said, on the board, 9 times out of 10, we'd be at the race on the 21st.
Good. I was hoping you were going to have to
race tomorrow at Virginia, but due to the circumstance of the storm, we won't make it. So we'll definitely be there on the 21st.
Ricky, I would like to get one more plug in before we go here.
Okay.
And we're putting on a fundraiser for Michael Lazier. I don't, you know, Michael's been a big advocate of racing, a good friend of Paul Woods's, and a good friend of all racers. And Mike's going through some tough medical stuff right now. And on August the 19th, we're going to be having a big car show, bike show, grudge race, match race, all kinds of opportunities for racing. And BJ and I have donated all the proceeds and the whole track to the Michael Lazier Fund. So there should be... There will be. There will be all kinds of pro mods, top sportsmen, top dragsters, grudge racing, gambler races, big buck races. I mean, it's just going to be a whole day, and all the proceeds are going to go to Michael Lazier's medical fund. So if you can get that word out to everybody, that's going to be on August 19th, and there is going to be just it's just going to be a great day for a good cause.
Will do, will do. With all things, I'll do my part to push it. I appreciate you coming on the show and giving everybody a heads up about the future events and all this big time action that's coming our way. Just had if he's still there listening,
yeah,
Mr. Atomic Dog from Texas, trying to see, you know, what kind of racing we doing up here. And in hopes that possibly they can get up here one day and do some battle with the Maryland guys, Maryland versus Texas or something like
Yeah, I'll go on the record right now and put Capital Raceway up as the home grudge track in Maryland for any other state that wants to come race us.
Well, all right,
come get some.
That's
racing live and well up here.
That is it.
What part of Texas you in down there?
Atomic Dog, you there?
No, we lost Atomic Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what area that is. Atomic Dog's from, but we'll definitely find it out, and you know, in hopes of possibly arranging something at a later date.
That sounds good, Ricky.
If you want, John, or if you can, stay on the line. We may have some races that want to ask you a few questions about this upcoming events and things
sure.
of that nature.
Sure.
Okay. Just mute your phone for me until we get one of those callers. Next caller, Mick.
All right. 516-9505. Your mic is open.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
This is Jimmy Reuter.
What's up, Jimmy?
What's up? I'm sorry I didn't get to you sooner. I had a little computer issue here going on. Had to figure out how to get on to you, and well, here I am.
All right. Well, Race World, this is Mr. Jimmy. Am I saying it correctly, Reuter?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. Larry corrected me. I guess as once he found out how to say it correctly. Jimmy Reuter won the Grudge Inc. Last Man Standing OPS belt Saturday at Mason-Dixon Dragway. And he didn't run Mr. Houston, who was the previous belt holder in the final, but he did acquire the belt. Jimmy, can you tell us how was the racing conditions up there Saturday due to the heat? The temperature Saturday?
Well, I'm new to racing at Mason-Dixon. It was only the third time we'd been there, but the second time with our car.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to give a big, a shout-out to Elmer at Mason-Dixon because him and his company, all his crew, did a great job doing the best they can with the heat and trying to make us, you know, have the best track available. And, Jimmy Houston and you are familiar with Mason-Dixon. And me coming from New York, driving six hours.
Jimmy, hold on one second.
All right.
For all persons that's on the line, can you mute whoever that is talking in the background, please mute your phone so we don't hear your conversation. It's a little rude. Please mute your phone if you're not talking. Okay. Sorry about that, Jimmy. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. I'm sorry. Well, we drive 6 hours to come and play with you guys, and so we're not familiar with that track too well. And I know Jimmy Houston is, and so are you, Tricky Ricky. And you know how slick the conditions are. And I thought it put up for some really close racing. As you could tell, the top four guys were all within, I think, 900ths of each other.
Mm.
And, I compared it to the race in Numidia. We raced during the daytime at Numidia, and that track was hot and greasy. And Jimmy said to me, Jimmy Houston, or James Houston, as he prefers to be talked to, that he said he was putting in the Mason-Dixon tune-up, and that's how he was able to get down and win at Numidia. So he's a very clever racer. And
that he is.
I just happen to be very fortunate racing at Mason-Dixon that, you know, I had Jimmy in the second round, my nemesis, and he knows that. And I said to him his day was going to come. And I finally had lane choice over him, and I put him in the bad lane like he did to me at Numidia, and he went and blew the tires away, and that's how I got around him. But I was still running some good numbers. I think he was a little surprised that I was able to get down and put up some good numbers. And then I had Ralph Hardesty in the final, and Ralph was, let me tell you something, that Pro Charge 67 Nova is one bad piece, and he was putting up 153 mile an hour, and I only put up 144, and I know he had me covered, so I had to turn the third kit on for him, and unfortunately we don't run the third kit, so we cut a light on him, we were lucky, and we got out on him, and I never saw him, and I was expecting him to freight train and get me upstairs, and I kept my foot into it because I never saw him. And in the lights, I had a nitrous backfire. So, but I won. I won. We ended up hurting only number two piston, and the motor's on its way out right now. We're trying to get back together for next weekend's race at Mason-Dixon.
Right.
And I hope you'll be there because I'd like to line up with you. And, I got that New York strip steak. I guess it's
on
my head.
I'm looking forward to it, but let me say this now. I've only raced at Mason-Dixon twice, and the first time was not a very nice day to me, and I ended up losing in the first round after having a bunch of problems going through qualifying. I red lit in the first round against Geneva. My last outing up there, I had a better qualifying day, but I couldn't get a hold of the track whatsoever. So I personally don't have any data on that track as far as a tune-up, and now I'll be going there with a different car, so it'll be a whole nother ball game. So it will be a test to me to deal with people who have already raced on the track to have some data, and I have none. So I'm gonna still duke it out, but we'll be.
Am I to guess that you're gonna be bringing the Malibu and not the Camaro?
No, the first two times I've been there, I was with the Malibu. The motor for that still is not out the shop yet, so I'll still be in the Camaro.
Okay.
So I haven't been there with the Camaro.
Every time you go there is like the first time racing there. I mean, like anything else, you take baby steps. And, put a small tune-up in and say, just lift it down the track and then work from there. Don't have to go on kill all the time.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly right.
I make a public announcement here. I haven't forgotten about your New York strip. When I see you, you will get yours that you won, and I will give it to you. I got no qualms about that.
Oh, that's not a big deal, man. As I told you before, it's really entertainment. It's fun, but it's entertainment purposely.
Yeah.
I don't take any of this stuff personally.
All right, that's good. Well, we don't either. It's all in fun, and I took Eric out in the first round at Mason-Dixon, and he knows that he had to cut a good light, and he pushed it, and unfortunately put the red on. But he's trying, and I know that he's going to come around soon. The whole Warriors group is a very diversified group, and it's great. Everybody's so close, and other people are working on their stuff and going to get closer, I look forward to seeing some of the races that are a part of the organization who haven't been out yet, like Brenda Paddock. I see her name up on the Street Freaks board going to the 10-5 race, and, we look forward to seeing her out there, and I don't know who else. Like I said, it's a big diversified group, and it should be a lot of fun. All the close racing that we have. And as for Numidia, we are talking about going back there. I know you said people were saying they weren't happy with it, but it was just like racing at Mason-Dixon. but during the day, and it was hot and it was tough. But the track is a beautiful facility. Bobby Domino and his family runs the place, and it's top-notch. And we're just going to work on trying to run at night, which will be better and cooler for all of us, and promote it better because that was only our first time there. And, you know,
right.
promoting a race the first time, it never works out really as good as you'd like.
Exactly.
But I'm sure that we could work something out in the second one, and it'll be better the second time around, I'm sure.
All right. Well, Jimmy, if you don't have anything to do, I'd appreciate it if you could stay on the line and just mute your phone and listen to the show. I would like to give you the opportunity to talk to Jay Barnes from Grudge Inc., who is responsible for that last man standing OPS belt that you acquired Saturday. And
If I remember correctly, I appreciate Mr. Barnes there putting up this belt. It is a beautiful belt. And if I remember correctly, I think you said that you were going to get it before me. And I just want you to know, Rick, you don't have it, and I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm letting y'all have y'all fun with it right now. You know. I didn't.
There's a couple other warriors that were that got pretty big heads that wanted the belt first, and you know, I was just lucky. That's all.
Yeah.
It was a good
yeah,
day.
Tolly was one of them, and James was definitely one of them, and Tolly
didn't get it, but
James got it, and he lost it. So.
Yeah, well, you know, we've had four races and three different winners, and that's really great. And if you look at who's won, you had a blow call won twice, a naturally aspirated call won once, and now a nitrous call won. So
Yeah. There's
no real dominant factor, I think, which is great.
Exactly.
It's all just a matter of not the one with the most power, it's the one who can figure out the track.
Yes, and who's the most consistent. Consistently win most of the races around here. Not the fastest car.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
Right. Okay. So we look forward to going back to. Well, I also want to thank John Crane at Capital Raceway because his hospitality was great. For the first time we were there, we had a transmission problem, and he helped us, and we stayed late and resolved that issue, and was able to, you know, to get back into the race and qualify. And I know that track's going to grow. I like the facility, and I look forward to going back there. And we're as soon as we get our motor back together, we're looking forward to joining up for that 10-5 race that he's having besides the Warriors going. And
right.
We want to support him, you know, as much as we can from New York. I will try and bring a couple of cars from New York. We've got a couple of really badass 10-5 cars here. And we got some 10-5 guys that are like me, just, you know, regular cars. Don't have the money to go as fast as Mobley and Sexton and Caldwell. You know, God bless them, guys. They work hard for their money, and they buy
right.
the right stuff, and, you know, they do a great job. I just can't keep up with them. But, you know, not always, like we always said, it's not always the fastest car. James Houston has won many a race, and all the big fast cars were there, and they went out first, and he was still there. So we'll come down there, and I'll try and bring some New York cars and support John Crane at Capital and everybody else. I mean, Cecil is a great track. Jim Halsey with Dave O'Donnell and the Saturday shootout, which is coming up this weekend.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, like I said, just hold on the line with us. We're gonna get Jay Barnes on the line so you can speak to him directly, and he can give you his congrats on receiving his belt. And we're gonna take a couple more callers and try to get some of this Grudge action locked in for this weekend.
All right, that sounds good. And, Ricky, you're doing a great job with this Grudge show, and thank you for having me on the show, and we look forward to seeing you racing real soon.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you coming on and sharing your information with us about the event and the group. Okay, Mick, do we have any more callers in the queue?
No, sir. Let's go take a commercial break for a second.
All right. Thank you. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
All right, Tricky Ricky, take away.
All right, we back. We're going to continue with the phone lines, and I got a text message, Mick, saying that somebody has something important to say. Do you see 804-6584?
Say that again, Ricky. 804-6584.
I don't have the caller on that right now, Ricky. Okay. All right. Well, do we have any other callers at all?
No, sir.
Well, I was waiting for Roger to come on, and we were going to talk about who faking and who racing. As Pro Stock Joe say, I'm faking, but it is what it is.
Will you come here for a minute, please? Come here, please.
Who was that? Please.
Hey.
Mute your phone, man. Who are you telling to come in, man? You got a few guys traveling from Maryland down to Virginia. I did send Wicked Bird a text message earlier about the show. I don't know if he got it. Maybe he's not even on. Don't even have a full list of people who are going. I know the weather, the temperature tomorrow is supposed to be pretty hot. None of the Virginia guys even got on the show today. Any of the four horsemen out there? Kenny, Gene, JC, Running Bear, Iron Mule, nobody. Mick, any the phone lines that we already have, are the mics all open?
All right, hold on a second, Ricky. There, two callers now.
Okay.
Hey, yo, from Virginia, right here.
What's up, buddy?
This is Black Knight again. We got a 94 Camaro looking for some action.
A 94 Camaro looking for action. How's his car sit?
Let me talk. Okay, I'll give you to this owner right now. He got the mic. He got the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, they're Running Bear.
Hey, what's up, Running Bear?
Ain't nothing going on. I'm down here at the National Bull Camp down in Emporia.
Okay.
Yeah, either like I told you before, you know, I'll be there and I'll be looking for a little action, you know. You know how I'm sitting small block, 10.5 inch back half.
94 Camaro.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you know, from my understanding, they did print up a flyer, and it had Wicked Bird and Big B and somebody else that was supposed to race, and nobody seems to know anything about that race or those guys racing each other.
Okay.
You know anything about that?
Well, they were supposed to race, but I think Big B, I talked to Big B the other day, and he still ain't got his transmission right. So I don't think that race is going to go off.
Okay.
But when Wicked Bird get there, if Wicked Bird could see his way to giving me the back tire, I'd be glad to entertain him.
Okay. All right, well, maybe he's on the line, he's listening. Maybe he might chime in, and maybe y'all can, you know, talk that out. But
We don't want the boys to come down, and you know, we're gonna have somebody for everybody if they want to do their thing.
Right. All right. Well, again, hold your phone. Make your phone. We got another caller. So just hold your phone. We're gonna take this call and see if Wicked Bird on the line, or if he gonna call in and maybe see if y'all can set up something.
Okay. All right.
Okay. The next caller, Mick.
I hit mute on the best.
Hold on a second, Ricky. All right, Big George, your line is open.
Yeah, go ahead. I got cut off. I had to turn back on. I'm on mute. I'm going to go on mute and just sit for a while.
Okay. Well, George, you know, Black Knight, I don't know if that was the Running Bear. Is that your car you was talking about, the 94 Camaro? You want me to go? Running Bear.
Yeah, that's us. We're not in Focal
Mara. Okay. George,
you on a 29? You on a 29 or 30, 33? 10-5, which you on?
I'm on a
31, 10-5. Okay. I can't call that one right now. Yeah, 31, 10-5, small block. Well, small block. 31, 10-5. I said I can't call that race. We're bringing another car down. We'll see. Like you say, I'm coming down with two cars myself, so. And I know Wicked Bird coming. I talked to him earlier, so, I mean, we can put something up.
Yeah, we're looking for the back tire on Wicked Bird.
Well, I can't call Wicked Bird. You know.
I mean, I know you can't call that race, but if you talk, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, well, I don't see no problem. I don't see no problem in it. That's
going
to be his call, though.
Well, he gonna be in the track anyway, so I'll just talk to him when he get there tomorrow.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's 3 or 4 cars coming, so we'll definitely be there tomorrow.
Okay, that'll work.
What
cars are you bringing?
Okay. Hey, Big
Joe. Go ahead.
What cars are you bringing?
I'm bringing a Nova, SS Nova street car in my 79 Camaro.
Okay, you bring the Nova you had up a few weeks ago?
No, I ain't. I'm working on that. It won't be out for a couple of weeks. So I'm bringing my old car back out.
Oh, okay, that'll work.
Yeah, but I'm bringing a sky blue street car. It's a street car. We're bringing that. We're trying to get some action with that.
Okay.
So what kind of races y'all trying to line up? 8 mile, 1/4 mile? Difference?
Some of the guys like the 1/8, some of the guys like a 1/4. Me, myself, the Nova, my brother with the Nova, he like a 1/4 mile. It, with me, it's up in the air, whatever suits the fancy, you know?
Okay, well, it's no problem. We'll figure when we get there. But I think y'all got a drag radio Chevelle or something, you said?
Drag radio Nova.
Okay, yeah. We can try them out. We'll try them out of course. We can go ahead and switch them out on the
course. All right,
I can't, you know, going with a black car, give the other car I'm bringing. We'll see when we get there. We'll go from there, but he's definitely looking for some action.
Okay, that'll work too. Because, like I said, we're going to try to have something for everybody that serious about going down the track, and they ain't like what my man said the other week, call them fake racists, you know, and we're going to be there to accommodate just about anybody that want to do something.
Yeah, well, that's what we come for. We come to race. And, you know, I don't classify nobody as fake racist. I mean, you
right.
Race, but you know, everybody gets their chance.
Right.
But I'm taking my chance. I'm going to take it. I'm coming in. I ain't gonna sit around and play with y'all. I'm not calling, but I ain't too much worried about it. Hey, all you can do is win. You know how my logo is.
Oh, yeah. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose.
Yeah, I'm trying to bust noses. Hey, once I make your nose bleed, I know I got to fight, so I ain't even much less worried about it.
That's right. Because we'll mess around and give you a big lip and send you on back tomorrow.
I said, yeah, I'm going to say, hey, trust me. I'm going to take that big lip, I'm going to turn right back around and try it again.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I ain't going to hold this phone up, but we'll definitely be down there tomorrow. So I'm going to put it on mute, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Okay, then. That'll work.
All right.
Okay. I think we got Roger back on the line. That next call to Mick.
All right.
Rick.
Yes. Huh?
Hey, don't call.
Rick.
318-488. Your mic is open.
Hello.
There you go.
804-318-2480. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Pretty Ricky.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this Dirty Red with the black Malibu.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm the one on the fly with Wicked Bird, with the big C.
Say that one more time, I can hear you.
I'm the one you asked about the fly with the big C on it, with uh-huh. the flash, the Malibu.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one that owned the Malibu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ricky Berry gonna run.
Hello. Sorry about that. I was doing something. What was your statement again? You said I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm the one with the Malibu, the one you said was on the flyer.
The one on the flyer. Oh, Big B?
Nah, I'm not the Big B. The one that was signed the Big B.
The other, you mean the other person that was supposed to be
yeah.
racing?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. What's going on?
Ain't too much going on.
Well, yeah. What I was saying was, I mean, I heard that he was supposed to race Big B and you, and then he wasn't aware that he was supposed to be racing either one of y'all.
Oh, okay.
So is that race between you and him still a go or?
Yeah, it's still a go.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to hear. Just to ask, because I don't know, how was your car set up?
It was the way I understand it, set just like here. We set just alike.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, maybe he's on the line and or listening in. I don't know if he is or
okay.
isn't, but maybe we can get some kind of clarification on that. But as he say, he'd be in the house, so I'm sure something can happen.
Okay.
But I appreciate you calling in.
All right.
So if you can, just hold your phone on mute, and we're going to see if we can locate him for you and get some clarification on that situation.
All right.
All right. The next caller, Mick.
301-2865. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Rick? This King Hay the Wicked Bird.
Oh, there you go. What's up? What's happening, champ?
Hey, man. Tell what's that? Black Knight, Nasty Boys. He got the back tire. I run him when I get there, straight off the trailer. He don't make no shakedowns. And then I look at that boy. what's the guy that just came on just now with the Malibu? Did you say something now?
Hey, you know, it's really cool.
That's who?
There's red niggas for you with the Malibu.
There was red on the phone just now with the Malibu.
Oh, red.
Okay. I see how he sits. He said he sits just like me. I mean, I don't know how he sits, so I don't know how he know how I sit. Well, I guess he's creamy, but I got to see how he sits. You know, and I run him. I'm coming, so. But Nasty Boys with the, what's that, the 94 Camaro, you said he wanted the back top. You got the back top through the 8. You got the back top through the 8, straight off the truck.
Hey, hold on, guys, real quick. Hey, Mick, open 732-4557, please.
What was that number, Ricky?
732-4557.
What's up,
George? Yeah. Roger, you there? Okay, well, I was trying to get Roger on while y'all was talking, but go ahead. You said you'll give Running Bear the back tie.
Yeah. Yeah, just like you had the back tie through the 8, straight off the trailer. And then the Malibu, the guy that said he sit like me, I got to look at him and see how he's sitting. As far as motor-wise, I ain't worried about chassis-wise. It's motor-wise. All I need to do is just look at the motor. I don't need to hear it or nothing. He's going to roll it, or I'll just take a peek at it. And then we can go from there. That's all. Because I ain't going to get set up like I did with Gene. You know, I ain't running no more pro mods like that, you know, unless they harden the money or something, you know. But I'm coming down and I ain't coming down there to do no shakedown passes or nothing. I run Running Bear because me and Running Bear has been talking every time I come down Richmond. And so I guess he's feeling like he can run. So he asked for the back tie. He ain't going to give him his wish. He got the back tie.
Sound like a winner to me. Wicked Bear,
I appreciate it. And like I said, straight off the trailer. So, you know, I like George said, I ain't going to do no running around asking if y'all made a pass or not. That's y'all home track, so y'all should know y'all track. I'm coming in as a visitor and a guest. So that's all I ask. That, you know, you want the back tie, you got it. All I ask, you want it straight off the trailer. And when we get there, we can specify what time you want to run.
Okay,
you know,
that sounds like a win.
Right. And just have me something to eat like y'all always do.
Well, we're going to feed you. We're definitely going to feed you.
Okay, I know that. I try to tell George, y'all going to feed us. I'm going to eat after I run you, not before.
You might be able to use that extra weight, boy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. All right, so I see y'all there. And the guy with the Malibu, whatever his name is, we talk when I get there. Since they threw you in at the last minute, you know, I still accommodate you. Just gotta get a peek at what you got. That's all.
Is he still there? Red? We said his name was Red.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he heard all of what you said, Styles. He said okay.
Okay. All right. That's cool. So I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there around about 6 o'clock. So y'all just lead a light on for me.
Yeah, well, fuck
you. All right, I put my phone on mute, Rick, and y'all go ahead and y'all got any more questions or whatever, just let me know.
All right, well, I appreciate you being able to make the trip and standing up for Maryland along with Big George and whomever else make it.
Charlie Brown.
We're gonna give him a tattoo once we get there.
All right. Hey, Mick, were you able to open that line? Open Big Roger.
Yes, sir. It's open now.
Okay, Roger.
Yeah, talk to him, Tricky.
Okay. I wanted to kind of revert back to that conversation we was having a little while back about who racing and who faking.
Right.
And he's got Mr. MD got on here talking about the goddamn, I lost a man's name that fast. Iron Mew.
Uh-huh.
And was saying that maybe you need to suspend or revoke his membership privileges.
Wow.
He said you can't melt him down and pour him on him right now. He's running from him so bad.
I'm not at the revoking stage or anything like that. I talked to IMU. IMU will run MD, but he does not want to run an 8 mile. He said a quarter. So, he says he wants to run him in a quarter, not an 8 mile.
Okay, Mr. MD Watts.
Go see what Anthony wants. Tell him I'm on the phone.
MD.
We lost MD, Ricky.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not that he won't run him. Iron Mule more than happy to run him, but he doesn't want to run a 8 mile. He wants to run a quarter.
All right. Well, let me. I'm gonna send him that message right now to call back in. I don't see why that should be a problem for my man MD to run the quarter. So hopefully we can make that happen. Call back in. Anybody else from the GRF going to be down there besides the locals in that area?
I don't think we have a whole lot going on as far as out of state. This is mainly going to be the Virginia crew. They're going to represent and defend their home territory, VMP. So it'll be plenty of action there. Those guys coming out strong Friday.
Okay. Will you personally be doing anything that day? Ready to step out yet?
Who is it, me?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I thought about a tricker, you know, but 400 miles is a long way to pull a car just on a maybe, you know, so.
Right.
I ran the car for Father's Day, ran pretty good, ran what it always run, and just decided to leave it at home.
Okay.
That was a good thing to do.
Why is that? Wicked Bear, I'll tell you what then, Wicked Bear, since you feel the way. You got a tube chassis of a car, Wicked Bear. I got a full body Malibu, stock front end, everything. You let me know when you need it. I'll run you in the motor any day you want to run.
All right, well, I guess it's going to be a little too late for you to bring it tomorrow. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
it won't
be
tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
I
any other time, I'll take that big, heavy Malibu and get that tube chassis car all you want.
I appreciate that. Well, when tomorrow comes, can you have a war for us? Because we're going to win more races than you throw at us.
I got $100 so you don't.
Okay. I got
$100 bet so you don't.
I take that bet.
What's the bet? You got $100 saying that he won't win how many races?
He's going to win. Maryland's going to win more races than Virginia. I'll take that bet. $100 bet.
That's a bet. Lock me in on that.
Right.
That's a bet. If I got to run all your street cars and give them the back tire to kick, we're going to win. Okay. You can believe that.
I'm going to tell them run from you. I'm going to tell them not to run you, bro.
I'm going to give them all gifts tomorrow. So, that's a bet, Roger. That's a bet.
All right, that's what's up.
Hey, Ronnie. Yep.
Yeah.
Is that the three cars
that's
coming or what? How's that
bet
going? I might
want
to get on that too.
George, you can do
that
to win one
of them. Merlin against Virginia. That's all. You know, if Merlin win more races than Virginia, then they get the $100.
Yeah. So
if
we get there, we'll raise the pot when we get there. Okay, that'll work. But I just wanted to lock it in on 100 at least.
Yeah, ain't no problem.
Okay,
yeah,
I appreciate that. Hey, hold on
while you're doing that. Hey, Mick, do you see 804-3956? That's MD.
Oh, 5-6, your mic is open.
This MD.
Trick.
Yeah, what's up, brother? All right, we got Rod on the line, and he said that talked to Iron Mew. And he will entertain racing you, but Iron Mule wants to run the quarter. Are you capable of doing that, sir?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm
me and Rod, we discussed that the other day, and my car's not set up for the quarter mile, but for him to take the leap, on top of the pot, I was going to put additional money that I would gap him in the eighth mile. So if he got a quarter mile car, it'll be a gap in the eighth, so I don't even know what he thinks he going to do or go to the panic button that will help him from the eighth to the quarter. But I'll entertain that whenever, eighth mile.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he's thinking that's his advantage because you're not set up for the quarter.
Yeah, with extra, and to bring him out, I was willing to put extra money on the pot that I will gap him in the eighth mile, and I'm on a 10.5W33.
Rogers, any way you can get Iron Mule on the line, Roger? Roger.
You know I run 8 miles. That's the top out.
Let me
get out of the race. There ain't no problem. I'm not going to hell dog it.
I order a half cup on the piece. Hey, Tricky, let me call him and see if I can get him on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
go
ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I guess he did his homework, so now he know there's no chance, so he figured that's the best cop out is try to use the quarter mile as the dip, as the dog.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Is there any other compensation to get him to run you in the quarter mile besides the money? Maybe, odd to race some kind of way, give him the back tire or the kick or anything like that just to get him to run you in the eighth?
I mean, that man got track and trailer slabs on this car. I ain't giving him nothing.
Wow. Wow. 735
and
I
hate these.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
All right. Hey, Roger gonna try to get the man on the phone, see if y'all can't work out something before tomorrow I get here and get back with us. Hey, Roger, where's your assistant that been talking all this smack to me all week, man? She said she was gonna be on the show, but she ain't chimed in on. Roger. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Mick, we can go to the next caller then.
All right. 804-2227. Your mic is open.
Oh. I'm sorry about that, Rick. This old Shaw dog. I had a question for Big George, but I'm going to leave it alone. Keep listening to you for a minute.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, sorry for the delay. How you doing this evening, sir?
I'm all right.
Your holiday was good?
Yeah, I couldn't complain. It was just like everybody else was hot.
yeah, well. Were you at the beach Tuesday?
Yeah, we went down.
Okay, you with the car? Or you
yeah,
the
we
car?
Didn't run it, though. It was 2 hours that we was going
to
run. They didn't come out. So we didn't do anything.
Right.
Yeah, but I had that question for Big George, and yeah, let the guys know at Capitol, I will be back at my home track real soon.
Ooh, this was up. So you sure coming down for the Pro Mod races they gonna have?
Oh yeah. Yes, indeed.
Be good to see you there.
Well, I'll be back there.
Okay.
Only thing I like get treated right. You know what I mean, Rick?
Right.
That's
what did you? I'm sure we still got George on the line. So did you want to holler at him or do you want? That lady, like you said.
Well, I heard the man said, George said something about if he get his nose busted, he'll fight differently. But the man said he's going to bust his lip. George was like, he took it easy.
Hey, Tricky. Tricky Ricky.
Hey, go ahead, man.
Hey, I got Iron Mule on the line.
Okay, what's up, Iron Mule?
Not much. What's going on, man?
Not too much, man. We're trying to see if we can get some kind of clarification on the race with you and Mr. MD for tomorrow. Roger informed us that the only way you run Mike is
who?
MD.
The
only way you run MD is through the quarter, and MD wants to run the 8th mile. So he's saying that he's willing to add extra money on top of the pot that he gaps you in the 8th, and doesn't seem to understand why you would want to run the quarter.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, man, I'd rather not run MD at all because he got a serious attitude problem, and I'm raised for fun and have a good time and entertainment, and that boy got a serious problem with his attitude, and I'd just rather skip that altogether, and I truly advise everyone to bear around him when it comes to racing.
Wow.
That's a
pretty strong statement there.
Well,
but,
I mean, you take it word of it. If you don't believe me, ask around. You got an attitude problem. You don't know how to act. If you're looking for trouble, then you race. If you don't want no trouble, you stay away from it.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And, I mean, if that's how you feel, then that's your final word and your choice not to deal with the situation.
I've been there. I like going back there with him. I love racing and I love grudge matching because that's what I do. And I don't want more grudge matches than the years he's been on the planet. And I don't think he can say that, and many other people can say that. You know, you can check around on that also. And I'll get along with everybody, and I like grudge racing. I like your show. I get on this show and listen to y'all all the time. But I'm not looking for any trouble at all. Boy just got an attitude problem, and I'm just told him nicely that, you know, I'm not going that way with him. He could find a race somewhere else.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, we can all respect that. Now, you said you don't want more grudge races than he's been on the earth.
Years,
you must be an old
the
joker.
Years
exactly.
To be on the planet.
You must be old as saying.
Well, I'm 52. I'm not ashamed of that.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of that. And you can pause the winning the races. You can check around. And I don't want them in their races. A lot of guys have been on your show. I don't kick their butts before.
Yeah.
A lot of names I hear you be talking about calling out, I don't kick their butts. When I really not calling names, though. I'm not trying to make an enemy on nationwide like this, but everybody
right.
Know about it. You don't believe me, just ask around.
That's right, okay.
And all I got, all I have is a ladder ball, old-style ladder ball back half call. That's all it is. But I also heard that you had somebody on your show earlier by the name of David that was acting for some streetcar action with 275 radio. And if he's coming to the latest night, tomorrow night in Virginia Motorsport, we'll have somebody there for him.
Davey or Neil is he doesn't have drag work. He got like a 9-inch slick on the Camaro, stock suspension Camaro. But what Davey's doing, and he didn't want to make the trip to Virginia. Mainly, number one, because his wife is expecting, so you know, he don't want to travel that far away from home. That situation, but he was trying to do, you know, trying to get some action up at Capitol with some streetcars.
We'll travel anywhere with the streetcar. But last week I heard the same thing. I was a guy on your show. I was just listening, reading the mail. I didn't say anything. But he also said he had a stock suspension car and he was looking for action. I don't know who that was, but we don't care what track he had. We would come to him at his track and run. As long as his car said, like, oh, stock suspension is all that, then we'll come to him with that. I know he said he was looking for some racing, couldn't find that. And we'll come looking for him if you look that up. Only if his car said, like, oh, just like he described.
Well, I can speak for Davey's car. Like I said, it's a 68 Camaro, I believe. It got a big block in it. It's a 9-inch slick with stock suspension. It got cow tracks on it. He can drive it around in the street. Shit, he drives his car from home to the racetrack from time to time. So it is a legit street car.
Well, we're going to hook up somewhere at one of these tracks. You don't have to be at Virginia. You know, that's our home track, and we like that. But we do travel around, and we'll come to, you know, other tracks and other places when they come. And
okay.
I'll tell you what,
Iron Mew, hold on real quick, because one of his members was on the line. Hey, Cleve, you still there?
Trigger Ricky?
Yes.
Hey, the Shaw Dog. Is that David Gunn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Cleve. You still there, Cleve? Okay. We ain't never closed your mic. Okay. Hey, Iron Mule, just hold fast for me. I'm gonna try to get Davey on the line, and maybe y'all can work out something for next week. Okay. Mr. MD said his mic is closed. Is his mic open or closed, Nick?
What was that, Ricky?
MD's microphone. He said his mic is closed.
It said the call dropped. What number he called from?
804-3956.
All right, MD, your mic is back open. Britt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, you can hear me. No, yeah. I was going to tell him, first and foremost, you get that boy shit out of your mouth. I'm a 41-year-old grown man, and you just a sorry losing scrub. You do not want me to run over you. Raj can hold the money. You don't have to say nothing to me. All we have to do is race. You just a sorry losing scrub. Period. I'll lock your ass in tonight on Trick or Rick Show for tomorrow. 8 Mile, and I'll put money on top. Whatever we bet that I got you in 8 Mile. Mayday. Mayday.
Well, I think
Mayday.
Mike, I think that's going to be.
Yeah, that's what I figured. It's all good, bro.
Yeah, I think that's going to be null and void.
Rod said last week, he don't have to say nothing to me. Rod, get the money to him or whoever else. I don't have to see him. He don't want to see this bullet. That's the bottom line. Now, put that one on YouTube.
Scrubs. They got him going on YouTube?
Yeah, I said, now, put that one on YouTube.
Okay. All right. Well,
the sore losing scrub, man.
I guess it's just enough to leave that whole situation alone and move on as you have before.
I just got a point to prove. He talking about what he done did in 52 years. Okay, I'm going to start with him. Hold on, Bert. I'm going to start with him.
All right. Okay, Mike, was this you made your point. And we got a couple more callers, so like I said, just let that go. And
but I'm gonna be honest, it's some coward shit for a grown man to get on another talk show. He seen at the track, he go the other direction, and he get on the phone play games.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you now, Mike. He said he don't want that trouble.
That's all period. He don't have to never say nothing to me. Man, let me say, I hook with this man. You understand what I'm saying? And the man want to act like that over a race. If he don't want a race, he don't want a race. That's bottom line, period. It makes me feel good to know that he fears me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know
you are the man. And with that said,
when it comes to him, yes, I am.
Yeah. So with that said, Davey got some more callers, so we're gonna take some more callers.
Ricky, I'm ready to raise you now. Forget this.
You ready to raise me?
Yeah.
Oh, you pop light on the side of
Troy. I can't do nothing right now, Troy.
Okay. Well, when can you?
At this moment, it ain't gonna be until they get some power. That's the whole hold up.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we're gonna go to the next line.
Yeah. next call to Mick.
804-7584. Your mic is open.
Yo, call. Yes, sir.
What's up, my man? It's Gene with the Horseman.
What's up, Gene?
Not a whole lot, my man. What? Not a whole lot. How many boys have got coming from Maryland down here tomorrow?
That I know of right now, I think it's about 3 or 4. Maybe some others that I don't know about.
I'm sorry to hear about your buddy. I didn't know him personally, but I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, it's
it slowed me up a little bit when I got the phone call yesterday, and then a confirmation on some stuff today. Just as I posted on my Facebook page, man, we losing too many important people too fast.
It may have been like 15
people. That kind of hurt to hear that about Shelton, and you know, kind of lost the words really with all of that that's going on. But you know, overall, just to even know that he done passed, man, it's just a hurtful thought to even think about.
I can imagine. I know how that goes.
I appreciate it.
Well, I'm just listening to the show. Just kick back listening to the show. Y'all boys go right ahead.
Hey, well, how you making out? Because from what you told me, you in the same boat my crew in.
Oh, I'm good. I'm straight now. I got the motor and all in the car. Everything's good to go. I'm going to try to make ladies night tomorrow night, but I don't know how that's going to work. I got it in the air in the lift. So.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I'm going to try. You know how it is? You got all your buddies there to help you. And then when you get the motor at the garage, you're standing there just you and the motor.
Stop talking about people, Gene. Stop talking about people.
Well, I have noticed none of them on here tonight. No Kenny, no Pete, no John.
They working on his motor, Rick.
Okay.
Gene don't know it yet. Gene ain't in the garage.
No, you're right.
Oh. So is Gene one of the ones that don't do no work? He just stand around and direct?
No, Gene thought they wasn't coming. They in the garage. He in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all playing.
I don't know where they are, but they damn sure ain't in my garage.
Hey, Gene, you talking to Troy.
I know. Troy, I got to tell you, you know.
Hey, well, look, a little birdie told me the show last week when John said that he couldn't, or it might have been a couple weeks ago when John said that he couldn't come because he had his car in the paint shop. The show was on a Thursday. He said John couldn't race because he put his car in the paint shop, and come to find out, John didn't take his car to the paint shop to that following Monday because he didn't want to race that weekend. So I don't know, Gene. Troy might have a point, man.
Well,
that came from a pretty reliable source, so I don't know.
I ain't quite sure about the dates. I know the car's been in there for a few weeks.
It's all good. John got his day coming.
Hey, Rick.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Ricky. I tell you one thing. It wouldn't have been in the paint shop if you said you wanted them. They were pulled it out, shop.
Well, I asked him. He told me the same thing. He don't know when he's going to be out.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to call him.
Yeah, that's what he said. He told Chris Butler the same thing.
Oh,
and that was somebody he had been after. So I don't know what the deal was with that. But
well, ask Pro Stock Joe, say, really? Really?
Yeah, really? Really? Really, dude? Really? Yeah. All right, give me another caller, Mick. Mick, you did?
Yeah, I'm here. 804 3678, your mic is open.
804-3678.
All right, moving on to the next caller. Hold it up.
Are you driving, Mick?
Yeah, 540-7142. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Hey.
Hey, this is John. Hey, don't be spreading them lies.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Don't be spreading them lies and rumors now.
Hey, I'm just telling you what the good bird landed on my ear a couple days ago.
I don't care what. Hey, I don't have no
said
reason
you
to lie.
Said
about.
You was ducking. Said you was ducking that wreck, John. What's up, man?
Okay. You know what? Hey, Troy.
I already told him. You heard what I told him.
Yeah, he know what too.
I did
make mention of it to you, John, and as I just said, you told me your car was in the shop. You ain't know when it was going to be ready.
My car went in the shop when I told you it went in the shop.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just delivering the message.
I ain't rushing the man. I get it back when I get it back. But don't you worry. You got yours coming.
Well, I'm looking forward to mine. But Chris told me, tell you, you better keep that motherfucker in the shop.
Man, that man just running his mouth. He won't run. Nobody just sits like him. He's begging. Tell him get up off his knees.
He won't run nobody to sit like him?
That's right.
Well, who sit like him that he won't run?
Please. You offer the man the brakes, and offer him the back tire. You still, he offered him the back
but
tire with the conditioner here, Mo. He won't run nobody. Who would he run?
Well, no, I'm trying to get to the bottom line of what you're saying. You said y'all offered him racing. Camp.
You go to four cars. And
okay, so
though.
Wait, listen.
He won't run none of them cars.
You're going too fast. You're speeding right now. You said y'all offered him a race, but he won't take the race.
He
won't run nobody that sit like him. So I'm asking you, who sits like him that y'all offered him a race with?
Any of our cars.
None of y'all cars sit
up.
Like him.
Yeah, I got a chassis car with a small block. You're right. Okay. He's trying to run small block. What big block is he running?
I don't know. What I'm saying to you is none of the cars that you all listen, and I'm not taking up for him. This is for debate. None of the cars that you mentioned right now sit like Chris.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't
neither
say
neither do I, right? Let's tell the whole story. Neither do I, right?
No, you don't.
Okay, so why would he want to run me and not want to run any of the other guys?
Maybe because you ride to him. I don't know.
And they offer it.
Well,
you gonna get what's coming to you, and he gonna get what's coming to him.
Nah, I need my payday. Shit, I need me another truck.
Well, you could have had it tomorrow.
Huh?
You could have had it a month ago.
No, I couldn't have had it. Well, when I tried to race y'all, you know, didn't nobody want to do nothing at that time.
Hey, Rick, why don't you stop that line?
You know, I did the show that down in Maryland, and you got on camera with Pro Stock Joe and called me everything under the sun. You know, I tried to run.
Didn't it rain out? Hold up. Didn't it rain out that week? It rained out that week. You were supposed to come to Denver with it. What happened?
I don't even remember. That's been so long ago. I'm just answering your question. You said you wanted to run. I tried to run you. I called you out. Y'all sick Gene on me. I mean, Kenny.
Sticking nobody on you.
Yeah, y'all sick the man on me, man. It's all right.
Hey, no, you know what happened? You got your feelings, and your mouth got Kenny on you.
Well, I ain't going to say I got my feelings, but, you know, my mouth going to get me in trouble anytime. So the race with Kenny still did. You know?
All I'm going to say, okay. What I need you to understand is,
Kenny don't scare me. And I'm going to take the back tie, and I'm going to oblige him real nice. Just so happens, you know, my circumstances and my crew circumstances won't allow me to make it there tomorrow.
Man, you don't pay a lip say anything, Rick.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to top your line. When I get it out, you'll be the first to know.
That's good. As I recall, you saying we was going to be locked in for August the 4th, though. Right.
Yeah, we can do that. If we don't do it before. I want to get you before, for real.
I'd love to have you before.
Okay. You got some lock in, Rick.
What color you painting your car? You said black and some design or something, you said?
I don't know if it's going to be black. I know that.
And put some green and some other colors on after you get it out the paint shop.
Okay.
Slap my logo on your doors.
Hey, man, you got a talk show. Keep talking. Talk to somebody else.
Well, I'm glad you got on. You know,
I've been on. I just chose not to say nothing.
But why you ain't want to talk, man? You ain't no lies to tell today.
Sometimes you got to listen. Hey, I try not to do no talking because I don't have my car.
Oh.
Well, that's a fine time to decide to want to not talk.
Well,
you had your car for a while, and
just
did quite a bit of talking after you didn't have no car. So, I mean, you know.
I didn't say anything last week either. But I don't like when people lie on you or
Look, as I said, I was the messenger. I was just delivering the message of what landed on my head.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to get on here and defend yourself.
You and your twin. No, I ain't got to defend myself. I don't care about that, man.
You and your
twin.
I don't have no twin, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, he's Chris. All goes well. August 4th, well, before, y'all going to be two dead ducks.
You can't kill no duck with a soft air pellet pistol.
Oh,
hey,
my.
I'm a country boy. I grab it by the neck and twist it.
God dang. Don't do it.
That's all I
got
to say.
You catch it first, John.
Go ahead. Oh, sure. All right, go ahead, man. I'm going on mute.
Hey, yeah, go back to playing Duck Hunt on the Nintendo. All right, Mick, we got any more callers, man? Mick.
Yeah,
Rick.
Man.
Rick, you gonna get it?
Any more callers?
804-1541. Your mic is open.
Rick. This
yes,
is Kenny
sir.
From the Horseman. What's going on?
What's happening?
I don't know. Looks like I'm going to be by myself at the track tomorrow night.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No, you ain't, Kenny. I'm coming.
Are you going to come over there and keep me coming, Troy?
Yeah, I might well.
It don't look like Rick's coming.
He ain't.
Hey, Kenny, Troy coming, but Troy ain't going to get there until 10 minutes before closing time.
No. No,
Troy,
my truck.
He'll be there 15. Give him. He got to be 15. About 20 minutes.
Well, at least I made it. I can make it.
Yeah, at least you'll come. I will give you that.
Troy, hey, that's right. At least you'll make it, Troy. We will give you props on that. That's one. You will be there. You will be there.
Yep.
Hey, I'm gonna take all them blows right now. I deserve them.
Man, we have had two races
so
locked down.
When I get the swing back,
yet.
Listen. When I get the swing back. Y'all gonna be some running jokers. You hear me? Y'all gonna be ducking these haymakers.
Man, we ain't ducking nothing. We went to Red Springs, had to run two heavy hitters. Both of them broke, tried something, and lost. Oh, you ain't gonna scare us.
Kenny.
No, I don't want you to be scared.
Hey, Rick.
That's not good to be scared, yes, sir.
They say they don't know how to duck.
That's cool.
They
I'm
take
heavy
it right on the chin.
I'm heavy handed, so I hit him right on the chin. Like George said, hit him in the nose, make his mouth bleed, make his nose bleed.
But George still ain't telling me what he gonna do with the nose bleed or the lip bust.
Hey George, you gonna answer that, George? I know he's still there.
So Rick, when's this next date gonna be? This now.
You know,
I mean,
and,
I'm over
honestly,
here
like
my
I said, right now,
I'm
going to have to wait until they
get
some power, you know what I'm saying?
The what?
I have to wait until they get some power. They still without power down there.
I think J.C. went to Red Springs and didn't have power when he left. Then didn't have power when he went back. What he told me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I come back to no power. I had power when I left, but I come back to a couple of days and no power. I got a generator, though. A generator keeps everything cold.
Yeah, well, they got a generator, but unfortunately they don't have that luxury. So, you know, they've been without power since Friday. Tomorrow will be a week, and they talking about they might not have no power till sometime next week.
Hey, yeah, that's, I do feel bad for them not having no power. Cause I can't live with no air conditioning.
Hey. I told them the same answer, man. Y'all some Vikings. I couldn't do it, but
my ass is fat. I gotta be cold.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I think you not glad that the electric out, but that's a good excuse for you ducking.
No, I'm not ducking whatsoever. As I said earlier on the show, you know, I tried to figure out a way to come down there by myself, but I don't have my crew. Any of my crew members that can get off that early other than John, and then John can't get off now because he's on call for the fire department, you know what I'm saying? So
that's just it's just not gonna work.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't so much of just electric. Okay, I got you. I'm gone.
Man, you're gonna get tired of paying them punk ass, aren't you?
Well, as I said, when Roger raised the question, you know, if y'all can't respect the situation and you want your money that bad, then you know, I pay you a punk out and say fuck racing y'all. I mean,
well, I want to know, Kenny, do you want your money?
Well, they talked me out of the punk out money in Red Springs, North Carolina for the two of them. I should have brought them double. I guess I'm just dumb or something. I always like to have money, yeah. I like to go on Rick's ass, too, though.
But what are we going to do about the money?
You know, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, but at this point, you know, like I said.
We want our money.
Well, is it because the question was raised, and
first
I don't have
all,
nothing to do with it. I want to know who's going to pay the money. Is the money going to get paid, or do you want to get paid? Hello, Mayday.
Yeah, I always want to get paid.
Okay, well, that's all I want to know, Kenny. Well, I'm going up there tomorrow. I'm going to be close by Rick.
That ain't me. That's
I'll be close up there by you, Rick.
All right, well, look, let me say this. If that's the case, then and y'all don't, no, nobody want to respect the situation of them being without power, then, like I said, I'll pay you a punk out money. And just, I don't even have to worry about even talking to y'all about racing anymore.
Come on now. Don't say it that way.
Well, I'm saying it that way. You know what I'm saying? It's a situation that's out of everybody up here hands and control.
So, Rick, if I blew my motor up.
Saying is y'all can't
Rick,
respect
if I blew my motor up and couldn't make the show,
no,
why the same thing? You going to let me out of it?
Say again?
Let's say I blew my motor up at Red Springs when I was running them boys and had you locked in Friday night, locked in on the money. You going to let me out of the punk out money?
That's me. Me, personally, I can wait. I won the race.
Hey, Rick.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened to us. And, you know, I ain't no four horsemen, but I'm going to tell you what happened because we do stick together when we go certain places. I let guys get away with punk out money. And it was no problem. But when the shoe was on the other foot, it didn't work that way. And two races that I didn't pay the punk out money, you know, I hurt the car. One time I wrecked the car. When look back at all the punk outs you gave away, it make you start saying, it wasn't no reason to bet or put up punk out money if you wasn't going to get it if somebody can't make it. Because if he blew his motor, you should have got paid. I done seen people get in the lane too late, and people that I know, they're friends, and we lost money, and we had to pay. That's ain't right. That right, Wiki Bird?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said the wrong name, but I meant him.
Nah, you ain't said the wrong name, you got that right.
Okay, so there you go. So Wiki Bird,
yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah,
he took
that
money.
That's the stiff that they put on. I gave them 2 hours. They was late. It even started to rain, but I thought he was just scared to run. That's why he ain't show up. Hey, that's all. I mean, that's the offer to
right,
do.
Don't run your blood pressure at Wicked Bird.
Listen,
I was just making
listen,
a point.
I respect all of what you just saying, but what I said is what I said. It ain't got nothing to do with them. It ain't got nothing to do with you or none of that. But
they want that money.
Bottom,
you ain't speak.
Bottom line, if you... You know what I'm saying? It's like he just said he left with no power and came back to no power. They lost power when still don't have no fucking power. But y'all expected for them to still make it to a racetrack. That's not feasible. So if that's the case, then I'll pay your punk out and just say the hell we're racing y'all. Simple as that. I mean ain't no more to discuss about that.
But that, hey, Ricky,
I'm
my
listening.
Friend.
I'm listening.
All right, but I'm saying it shouldn't be no bad blood behind that. And
it ain't no bad blood.
Okay, that you don't want to race them no more. But you know,
it's no bad blood on my part of saying I don't want to race them. But basically, what you're telling me is. Well, the hell with y'all situation, give me my money.
Well, basically.
In a nutshell, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not
so
saying that. I'm saying
it ain't saying you saying I got bad blood. It ain't.
Well, basically,
okay.
I'm gonna tell you basically. Basically, I'm saying if the shoe was on the other foot and I happen to be on that other end, I'm supposed to pay you, and I ain't gonna be mad at you. I'm gonna try to get back at you. You just saying all of a sudden if these guys want their money, you saying I gotta get like you on radio. You said the hell with them. Hell with them. Don't call you no more about racing. That ain't the way that it should be said.
I didn't say don't call me about racing. I said I'm not going to talk to y'all about racing no more.
But that's the same thing that I just said. It was just worded differently. That's the same damn thing.
That's how I feel about it. I'm not taking no.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, Joe.
Or whatever towards them.
Oh, okay.
And,
well, I need to
like
say
that.
One more
just,
thing.
You know,
Rick.
Basically, it's just like
hey,
the
Rick.
Way I feel right now.
Uh-huh.
Is saying they telling me, well, fuck your situation.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why they saying it though, Rick. I'm gonna tell her, you know me. I'm gonna keep it clean. I'm gonna tell the whole truth. Man, the four horsemen went down the road. They got their ass whooped. They need some money back. And if
I know he lost to Big Earl.
If I took the beating that they took, no, not only to Big Earl, they tried to bet where everybody they thought could win, and it went the other way. I'd be like them. Give me my goddamn punk out money.
I understand that too.
Hey Rick, I'll let you out of the punk money. Yeah, I got my ass beat up, man. I got he wore my ass out.
It's not even the point of letting me out. You ain't gotta let me out. All I'm saying to you is we can move the date to another date. You know what I'm saying, the situation is what it is. I can't control that. The man can't do nothing. You know, fuck the job. We could make it there if it was just about his job. The man saying he don't want to leave his household with his wife there by herself with no power. That's the problem.
You see what I'm saying? Kenny, dial 911. Call me. Get that money.
Well, again, you know, you want to make a joke out of it, then, you know, it is what it is. So.
I think JC gonna want it though. I think JC's gonna want it.
Look, I'm gonna keep a level head about it. But at this point, if that's what he wanna do, that's what he do.
There you go. That's all you supposed to say, Kenny. Tell him what you want. Get the money.
Yeah, I want it.
I'm gonna tell you like Gene say. Get the money, boy.
All right. Well, I just got the call at the show. Time for the show was up, so.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick.
Yeah.
Would you be mad at me if I come past the barbershop and get his money?
Nah, I wouldn't be mad. Like I said, if that's what he wants to do, that's what he do.
We're gonna try to do something with this money. We're gonna do something. We're gonna make that whatever out of something else.
I mean, but the strange part, you making the comment of saying y'all stick together when you go out of town. Yeah,
nah,
Kenny ain't
joking.
Saying. Hold up. Kenny ain't saying nothing. You and everybody else speaking for him. So I
no, that's why
heard.
I said I'm just joking, man. It's up to y'all. I'm just because I no no. Only
nah,
not really saying as much as
like
I did.
You can't even joke about Troy. So that's to, for
no,
to me
I
that's
got
not
to
even
be.
A joking manner.
Oh,
you know
oh,
because
oh I'm gonna tell you why.
Situation for somebody
oh,
else.
Rick, I'm gonna tell you why I did that. All honesty, because you really took. Listen, somebody asked that question, and then you get all hot about it. If the man do want his money, he want his money.
I never got hot about it. I said
did,
if that's what
you
wanted
did.
To do. And you didn't want to wait to a later date because of the circumstances. Okay,
I
fine.
Understand that, but listen to what I'm
you
saying to you, Rick.
You kept hanging this shit on, and, you know what I'm saying, trying to make a joke out of it or whatever you call what you was doing.
Man, Kenny.
So that's what started to irritate me.
No, no. Before I even
it,
said that, I said it because you got irritated.
I'm trying to make you understand that if that's what he chooses to do, which he hasn't said that, you and John started talking for him. If that's what he chose to do, then cool. I put this information out there early this week about them not having no power. So what you hearing right now is just what's going on today.
Now, I know, listen, they ain't the only ones that's been out of power. But all jokes aside, I made the statement because both of y'all my friend, and because of what you said, that's why I made the statement, and that's why I kept egging it on. But that's up to Kenny and you or what you do. But if Kenny asked me to come get that deposit, I'd be over there, I'd be fuck open and getting that deposit. But what I'm saying to you is, you took it wrong because you need. I didn't told you about certain things that you say. If you go back and listen to your show
from the get go.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm gonna let you talk because it's your show. Because you can cut me off anytime. But if you go back and listen to what you said before anybody said anything, you sat there and said, well, if they want their money back, I'd just rather give them their money back in the hell with racing them. That's what you said.
You said
that's
that.
Why it's gone.
Why
because
did
it was,
I say that? I just said because it's basically telling me, fuck your situation.
Well, basically it is, if the man wanted to deposit.
Okay,
but
so
you
that's why I said
that
in the beginning. If the man said he wanted his money, all right, I'd just give him his money.
Okay, well, don't
you
say want to
trade
me,
if you want to trade me in the fashion, since you said you were racing, you just want to race. Which he
mm-hmm.
ain't saying, but that's what he said. He's a racer. He just won a race. So if you want to carry me to the point to say, all right, well, fuck y'all because y'all ain't got no power. Just give me my money. All right, cool. I'll pay you. I just won't worry about, you know what I'm saying, coming to you to say nothing about a race again.
But
I didn't get upset
I'm
saying. About it.
Okay, but you're right. You're right. You want him to
okay,
be right.
Let me interfere. What can I get an answer to what is punk out money? I mean, what's the purpose of it then? If someone can find a way to get out for whatever circumstance.
No, listen to me. I'm not finding a way out. Listen, I just said, which I don't know if y'all listening to what I'm saying or not. If the man
yeah, we
said
are. That's why everybody
money,
getting on you.
If the man said he won his money, he won his money. All right, but to tell me you're a racer, you just won a race. But then
well,
somebody to say
this
you won
is
your
one
money,
question
you,
I need to
you,
ask
you. This particular situation and circumstances is telling me, all right, well, fuck y'all, give me my money. So
no,
that's how
no,
you
no I
pay
just,
it,
it
ain't
hold,
cool.
hold. I just need to say one thing, I'm getting off. I'm going to listen to
you.
Listen, Rick, I just need to ask one question so I know if you need to – are you going to speak to Kenny anymore? Kenny, are you asking for your damn money? I need to know if the man going to speak to you anymore.
I'm going to talk to the boys. I let the Wright brothers out of the punk have money because they locked another race in. But
I don't like what y'all saying that boys stuff, man. What that mean? Dang, you getting on the
money.
I mean, that's a whole other subject by itself right there. But
yeah, that's why I'm getting at now. I'm on your side again.
Kenny, you there?
Yeah.
What's up with this boy?
This is just my opinion. It's not like we're sitting at the track waiting on the man to show up. He did call. I'll give him props. He calls. Let us know he won't come. I say lock his ass in on a definite date. If he don't show up, up to $800 punk out money. If he don't show up, he pays.
No, Dylan, double it to 1,000.
All right, Kenny, I'll run y'all tomorrow, and I ain't going to show up.
Well, lock them in, and then don't show.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to pay. They're going to keep getting all these goddamn. They're going to keep jumping
the
stars.
For the people,
for the
party that's important, we'll get off this show, and I call you, Kenny, and if you want to call Gene or whoever you want to call, we'll do that on a three-way.
Get that money.
Right now, this joking mess ain't going to get nowhere.
Kenny, you better call me, Kenny. I swear for Lord, call me at my house when that conversation going on.
Hey, Charlie,
give a damn what time it is. I get up at 3 in the morning.
Barnes.
Call me at 2.
It's my money, and I want it now.
Coming on, Kenny, Gene, John, Running Beer. Red and everybody who's calling in, Big George Styles, all y'all,
wow.
I appreciate the support.
You ain't say me, Rick.
I did. I said to you.
No, you didn't.
You was the first name I said. So, man, see,
okay.
That let me know right there. You know, you're not paying attention.
Okay, I just want to make sure you still
Okay. I'm good. I'm not upset.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm making sure.
A new lease.
Well, Styles, we know you're going to say you want your money now. We know how you operate.
Hey, thank you.
You're the weakest link in racing. I'm so mad I don't have nothing to get on your ass till it ain't even fun. I can't talk to you about racing because I already know
you're
going to no.
Hey, ain't that wrong with saying no?
Hell
no,
I'm going to buy
no punk you ain't getting no punk out money.
I'm going to buy 944 and run your ass. Straight from the stadium.
Yeah, okay. All right, man. Well, I'm sorry, but time is up, so we got to end the show. Thank you, Nick.
I see y'all tomorrow.
Thank you, Grudge Inc., and thanks, Jay Barnes. And see y'all next week.
I know the boys.
All
right. Me on this show right now. Rick, I'll call you later.
All right. Vic, you gonna run the credits?
Hey, I'm trying to get to go off now.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.